Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Something great happened to me recently. I am a part of something that is very difficult for me to put words to it. I'm on the advisory board of DocuSign. The chairman and former CEO, Keith Kroc, is our guest today, and he's the one that put this together. I went to this event, and I was blown away by the sheer brilliance of what I witnessed. And I have Keith Kroc on the line right now to talk to us a little bit. And I want to know more about Keith and his life and how he looks at life and business and entrepreneurship and giving back. And so, Keith, thank you so much for being with us today. You and that event blew me away. It's been about 10 days ago or so now. And I literally have been gone since I was at your event. And I was thinking about it constantly, about the brilliance and the simplicity of the brilliance. Sometimes you get an idea and you go, no, nobody would ever do that. Because it's like, it's too simple. And the simple thing I'm talking about is taking a look at your tribe of friends, you know, the people you run with, and going, why don't we all work together to do good things for each other and for the world? And this whole thing that you put together with this event that you put on blew me away because it was simply beautiful. So I want to just say publicly, thank you for letting me be involved.
Thank you so much. I mean, you are you're a force to be reckoned with, and you have a big heart. And it's just such an honor to have you on the advisory board. I'm really flattered by what you said. And that was our hopes and our dreams, you know, when we formed it way back when.
Well, and thank you again. And here's the thing. I mean, when you started out with DocuSign, you probably had a bit of a dream. And your dreams have just been realized by the fact that you took it public. And I mean, maybe you could tell this story real quick about what happened with DocuSign recently. You do a better job at it.
We took the company public. Dan Springer, our CEO, did such a tremendous job with Mike Sheridan, our CFO, who's been getting ready for this moment, I think I told him since the second grade. And we have been building this company for a number of years and building the DocuSign Global Trust Network, where we have 400,000 companies from Fortune 1 to mom and pop, and now over 300 million unique users. And we've changed the way business is done, and we simplified people's lives. And out of that, we became the global standard. But that network always starts with people and trusted relationships. And so the advisory board was always at the core of getting now what is this network effect.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the beautiful thing is that when you get to a certain point in life and in business where you can put together something like this advisory board, which is, you know, people that have been successful in their lives for one reason or another, and you bring them together and you say, how can we make this world a better place? And how can we support this thing, you know, whatever it may be, our, you know, if the advisory board in this case was for DocuSign, and maybe it's just connecting the dots with other people that can do great things. It's the pay it forward method. I want to know, where did that come from with you?
Well, at Ariba, we had a tremendous advisory council. We did it there. We did that at RASNA. You know, I think maybe ever since I was a little kid, I was a people collector. Yeah. I think a lot like you. I'm naturally curious. And, you know, what I've learned is that when you bring people together with different temperaments, talents, and convictions, and you have this diversity of thought, that is the catalyst for genius. And it's also the secret sauce for building a high performance team. And so we look at team, not just employees, but our partners, our customers, and our advisors in particular, because the advisors, they are diverse, you know, in terms of from different countries, from different industries, from different disciplines. And that's where the genius comes from. And by definition, the people who aren't the 250-person advisory board, they're people collectors too. And so we get to benefit from their wisdom, their strategy, their thoughts, as well as people that they know.
You know what I love about it? It's a melting pot of diversity and genius. The advisory board of DocuSign, Chairman and former CEO Keith Kroc joining us. When we come back, I want to talk about this transformational leadership he talks about. This man has got so much goodness to share with all of us entrepreneurs. I'm just honored he's on the show today. We're going to be right back with Keith Kroc from DocuSign. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. And our special guest today, my friend Keith Kroc. He's the chairman and former CEO, DocuSign. I went to that amazing event. The advisory board committee met before this big, gigantic event that they put on. And I sat there with a smile on my face. And all I can say is that the principles that I got to learn and the simplicity of doing business with friends, with love woven into it. That's the weaving love and honor and dignity and, you know, all that into your relationships. It just makes it sweeter. Now, let's talk about the principles of transformational leadership. It's something that Keith Kroc speaks of. Maybe you could give us a couple minutes on that, Keith.
You know, when I look at the transformational leadership, you know, Alan, as you know, I'm just a simple Ohio guy. It's all about change, and change is the most powerful word in any language, because without change, we don't develop or prosper or grow as individuals. And for companies, you either change or you die. And, you know, it is fun to challenge the status quo. It is fun to inspire a shared vision. It's fun to enable others to act. And it just feels good to encourage the heart and to focus on a noble cause as a team. And, you know, when I look at transformational leadership, it is about having people accomplish things that they'd never dreamed of in their life. And, you know, you impact businesses, you impact your employees, your customers, and you impact society. So I just think it's a super noble cause, and it's really, really fun, and it's dynamic.
You said something that just struck me, because you did this for me. You encouraged my heart. And my father has always told me, he says, people want to follow a man with a good heart. And I see that in you, and you encouraged my heart. And I love that you just said, too, having people accomplish things they've never dreamed of. How does that happen? And what is, gosh, you know, what is the genesis of that? So I want to go back a little bit to, you said about your friend that he's been preparing for his job since the second grade. And I know that you attribute your remarkable success to your upbringing of your father. And you were working as a welder in your dad's five-person machine shop. Give us a little bit. Because you went to Purdue and Harvard Business School, some great institutions, but it all started with the everyday workaday man job at a young age with your dad giving you that first bit of advice, right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, there's nothing like learning how to weld and work on machines and being with the salt of the earth and, you know, I remember asking my dad, because everybody just loved my dad. They were driving in, I don't know, maybe I'm 13 or 14 into work. I go, Dad, hey, just everybody loves you. And he's just kind of more of a quiet kind of German guy. And he just turns the steering wheel, pulls in the Burger King parking lot, puts on the brakes, and he looks at me and he goes, Keith, when you're with a drunk, drink. When you're with a pope, you pray, but always be yourself. And what that taught me is have range, but always maintain your integrity. And I'm just a naturally curious person. And, you know, he really taught me a key part of being a leader is to be fun to be around. And the superpower is having a self-deprecating sense of humor. He would always say, hey, if you're boxing the corner, man, you can't get out. You're right. Getting pummeled. Just mock yourself out. And by the way, everybody knows your fears and failures and all that. So why not have fun with them?
That's right. All right, hold tight. We just have a few commercials. The podcast people, you won't have to hear the commercials. But for the national radio syndication that we have, that's how we pay the bills. We're talking with my friend Keith Kroc. We want you guys to be a change agent to encourage the heart. We're going to continue on after the break. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Now I'm a believer, not a
trace of doubt in my mind. Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
I'm absolutely thrilled. That's all I can say. I would suggest that if you folks like the man you're listening to, Keith Kroc, chairman and former CEO of DocuSign, you can follow him on Twitter. It's at Keith J. Kroc, and that's spelled K-R-A-C-H, Kroc with a K-R-A-C-H. And he's the man. He's put together an amazing business, and he talks about it a lot. You can follow him on LinkedIn. I've been following him on LinkedIn ever since the first time I ever heard his name. I saw a little thing he had written, and he does a lot of videos and really good, soulful advice for entrepreneurs. I want to go back to your dad for a second. You know, I mean, this guy had a profound effect on you.
He certainly did. And, you know, he taught me good old-fashioned work ethic. You know, the most important things in life is what you do when nobody's looking,
right?
And you're always sharpening the saw. My mom equally as well. My mom, if she would suck up all the oxygen in the room, she wore the pants in the family. You know, she taught gym and health at a girls' Catholic school, and she'd go across the street and coach the boys' ninth grade wrestling team. And you know what I learned from my mom, and you're this way. You know, it's enthusiasm, passion is everything. What my dad would say about my mom is like, well, you can deny her logic, but you cannot deny her enthusiasm. And right. I think that it's just such a big part of, life and what I, you know, and learning that range from both of them. So yeah.
No, it's beautiful. All right. I love that. I love that you're, at the core of who Keith Kroc is, he's just a regular workaday guy that has those basic principles that our mom and dad taught us, and you never forgot them. They haven't been learned out of you, even though you went to, you know, Harvard Business School and all that. You never forgot the common man touch, which is a beautiful thing. My favorite poem is Rudyard Kipling's If, and it talks about that, being able to walk with kings and still walk with and talk with the normal everyday guy. And let me ask you about this path to leadership. And you've had thousands of influencers help to shape that path. But what stands out as a pivotal moment in the development for you as a leader? Because this is important.
Well, you know, it go way back. So it was my first job at General Motors. They'd given me a scholarship to go to Purdue. They gave a great summer internship. And so I was, the first job was a production foreman in the Cadillac assembly plant in Detroit, wow. Second shift. I had 25 of the biggest guys you've ever seen working for me. And I had, my boss said, you know, hey, I'm afraid that there's going to be some mood modifiers coming in the plant. I had to take care of that. And I was terrified. And I remember, you know, waking up after that first night on the job and just going, you know what, screw it. You know, I'm going to remember what my dad said. about, you know, just be one of the guys. And so we would always go to lunch at the end of the shift, which was over, you know, probably about 1 a.m. And we'd go to the local beer joint. And I met the guy who was the most natural leader. He just happened to be the biggest guy. And I just poured my heart out. I said, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And he helped me accomplish that mission. And we became really good friends. And I think by me being vulnerable, he ended up being vulnerable because he had a problem with mood modifiers. And he goes, I'll help you. And that was one of the great pivotal lessons that I learned, is a great way to build trust is to be vulnerable. And people will reciprocate in kind. And then you have a connection. And then you can accomplish things as a team.
Love it. Without change, you don't grow. Encourage the heart. Help people to accomplish things they've never dreamed of. Be vulnerable. These are things you don't hear from business people these days. It's just, it does, it's like, these are things you hear from some friend that loves you enough to sit you down and talk to you like this. Thank you for opening up like this. It's fantastic. I want to talk for a moment about this giving back, this paying it forward kind of a thing. How do you go about giving back on a personal level, Keith?
Well, you know, I think the most direct way is by mentoring. And I've certainly had some great mentors in my life. And, you know, my mom always used to say the best way to learn is OPE, other people's experience.
Yeah.
And she said, you're going to have enough time to make your own mistakes and learn, but why not learn from other people? And there's always something magical about that. And I developed kind of a conceptual model in my head that I passed on to my 5 children. I call it the hybrid leadership mentor matrix. So it's what are the key characteristics? You know, it's like, think of it as a spreadsheet, you know, on the y-axis. What are the key leadership characteristics? You know, integrity, respect, courtesy, sense of humor, all that stuff. And then think of these different role models. And what, you know, I always say is, you know, pick the best from column A, the best from column B, the best from column C. You know, put X's where somebody doesn't exemplify some of those ideals, and just be the hybrid.
Love it. Don't go anywhere. OPE, another new one. I've heard of OPM, other people's money, other people's experiences. Awesome. When we come back, we're going to get some advice. Keith has advice for entrepreneurs, as he's already been giving us, but imagine if he drills in. That's what's next here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
It's stuck in my brain, and it's stuck in my heart. Keith Kroc says, encourage the heart. Part of his leadership strategy. Because without change, you don't grow. Be vulnerable. Help people accomplish things they've never even dreamed of. And using other people's experiences, his mother says, OPE, other people's experiences will help us all to do better in the future. Keith Kroc joining us, chairman and former CEO of DocuSign. And by the way, Keith, I got to tell you, I'm on the board of a nonprofit. And I told the board yesterday, I said, by the way, from now on, we are going to do some of these meetings. And then we are all going to sign the minutes with DocuSign. Because it's just brilliant. We don't all have to be in the same room. It's hard to get us all in the same room. We're all over the country. And I don't know why we had never thought of that. And that's the beauty of DocuSign, not to do a commercial for the brand that you own and or that you're the chairman of and all the rest. But I just think that company is one of these companies that is, it's a historic change in the way people do business. So thank you for DocuSign.
Well, I appreciate that, Alan. And, you know, I always say the most intellectual exercise in the world is taking something complicated and making it simple.
Exactly.
And that's certainly what DocuSign does.
It's a beautiful thing, man. All right, advice for entrepreneurs. You have about 50 radio stations, and God knows how many that listen to the podcast, and it will for the rest of eternity. That's how the internet is. What great advice can you share with our audience for entrepreneurs?
Let me just put it into three buckets, Alan. The first one, I think, is around the lines of innovation. And I always say, challenge the status quo. See how it's being done now and go out and talk to prospective customers if you're starting a company and ask them how they're doing it now, what are the problems, and then ask them what's ideal. And usually that will tell you, you know, what's the ideal solution. And usually that will show a big delta. And then, you know, then it's like, okay, well, what can we invent? And that is taking something complicated and making it simple. But the invention is not the key. It's to be able to innovate at scale so that you can have a massive impact on the world, so you can enlarge that market. So I think the innovation is the key. The other thing that I always say is, why build a product when you can create a category? Because the objective of the game is to be the category king. And when you're the category king, 80% of the industry, the resources come to you. And usually that's reflected in your market capitalization. And when you create that category, it all begins with the value proposition. And the magic happens is when you have influential customers articulate the value proposition, especially if they can quantify it. And you can really begin to whip the winds of the tornado there. And it really requires inspiring a shared vision. And that's where kind of the third bucket, I think, comes in. And that is building a high performance team. I think that's the number one objective for being an entrepreneur or being a CEO. And, you know, I break that into three stages. The company with the best people wins. The second thing is, important thing is, they work together as a team. So you focus them on your noble mission. It's always great to have an enemy. The last few companies that I've helped build, they've all picked paper as the enemy, kind of the status quo. And then the third thing is, set a crystal clear direction. And we always do that with a playbook. And that's the vision, the mission, the values, the team rules, long-term goals, strategy, all boiled down to execution. And you can have the greatest strategy in the world, but if you can't execute, you're not going to win. And you can have an okay strategy, but if you can out execute everybody, you're going to win every time. So that would be the three big buckets. But I also think a big overall theme is, people support what they help create. So involve your customers, involve your advisory board, involve your employees, involve your investors. Because people are really, really proud to build something great. And also, people love to skate to where the puck is going to be. So setting that vision, I think, is key. And to prove success, you know, along the way. And I think leadership is not defined by size. It's defined by momentum. Cool. So that would be my tidbit.
Intensity. I have so many friends that are so intense, and I'm like, just calm down and be consistent. And so it's like consistency over intensity. You have to also be very consistent in all these things that you do. I love this advice. And I will tell you, that's so funny, because as an entrepreneur, as a young person, we feel that it's got to be all about us. I'm the one, I'm the man, I got to get it done. But really, you know, it's like, without that team, I am so much better with my team. I appreciate my team. They're going to listen to this. You guys, I love you. I appreciate you. And I watch you with your team. I've never seen a happier group of people in my life. I thought, what are they? They've got to be taking some really wacky drug or something, because look at them. They're all smiling and having a good time. I want some of that.
Well,
the drug is love.
I mean, if you think of who you like to follow, who is a great leader? And I actually, this got crystallized for me at ironically Harvard Business School. where it's, you know, various strategies. But what I learned is that people want to follow somebody who's fun to be around and funny. I mean, a superpower in the business world is a self-deprecating sense of humor. Yeah. And, you know, as my dad would always say, mock yourself out. He would say, don't mock out other people because right. you would hurt their feelings.
Right.
And it's not funny.
Yeah, because it could come across mean. Yeah, right. I love it.
I always tell our guys, look, we're not performing brain surgery here. No one's going to die if we make a mistake. Now, maybe somebody will get wounded and we all just laugh. But, you know, yeah, I mean, smell the roses along the way a little bit because life goes by pretty quick. And, you know, give it everything you have. You don't want to be looking at yourself in the mirror, you know, in the morning and going, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Exactly.
So, and be kind.
Great, great advice from a great man, a man who I like to call my friend now. And I feel so, my heart is encouraged. You've done your job. Encourage the heart. You did it. It worked with me, man. You have me. I'm like walking on cloud nine, just knowing you and knowing that I can come back to you and hopefully have these conversations on the air. And you guys follow this man on LinkedIn. Go in and follow him and learn more about Keith Kroc. Such a cool guy. Such a big heart. I love all the great advice that you gave. We're going to drill it down, put it online, make sure the world can hear it and see it. And know more about you and the great company DocuSign, which speaks for itself. Keith Kroc, you're such a good dude. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan. It's been a real honor and fun.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more of Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, in the commercial breaks, I change guests. And in studio here at the Entrepreneur Weekly headquarters, world headquarters, is my friend Randy Garn. He is the founder and, co-founder or founder and something or other of Skippio. What are you, by the way, there? What's your job there?
I just make it happen. That's it.
What is Skippio for the world? S-K-I-P-I-O, Skippio.com. But what is Skippio?
Skippio, it is a mobile marketing communication software to help you to communicate well with your customers where they're at. It's everything's moving towards texting and mobile marketing, and it's a really, really simple tool to be able to communicate with your customers via text.
So I was talking with Keith Kroc about the importance mm-hmm. of relationships. And he and I and you are fisher of men, not fishermen. We both like to fish, by the way. You haven't stolen, like, what are you on, a trout farm or something?
Yeah, we've got
what
a is that trout place? Ranch. It's beautiful.
Trout ranch. You should see him with a saddle on a trout when he gets on that trout with a saddle. Trout ranch, yeah. Anyway, but it's all about relationships and... You know, as I go through my life, I collect friends along the way that are truly as valuable to me as my family members, as you are. And Keith Kroc now, I'm becoming friends with him. And your relationships, it's like I met Philip New and Melissa New from Parachute.
Yep.
Unbelievable. It's like these people are my family now. And so to have your business have an extension tool, an extender, and to make to those relationships in business, like feel like family, feel included in your personal stuff, a text is a great way. So the thing about Skippio, you guys, which is really cool, is you're sending your customers a text, but not a group text, which everyone hates because then you're watching all the people having it. You're like, oh, I'm opting out. You're sending a personal text like, hi, Randy. good morning. I'm so happy that you're, you know, involved with what we're doing today, and we're going to see you in a couple hours, whatever it is, if you're at an event, or hey, this car came in that you've been looking for. It's here now, and maybe there's 10 people that were looking for that. Whatever it is, whatever your business is, entrepreneurs all over the country listening, you know, your pizza's ready, or we've got pizzas on sale, whatever it may be. If you want every single one of those people to feel like you have sent them a personal message, that's Scipio. But you could send 1,000 people that same message, and their first name or whatever you put in is what will pop up. It's really brilliant stuff.
Yeah, it's super, super simple to use. I think one of the things when you're building out a software company, it's a marketing ability to really communicate with a lot of people on a personal level. Just think about it. One of the things that's happening in today's society is nobody's reading email anymore.
Well, you know what? We've been spammed to death with email. I mean, it's overboard, you know? So you're right. I get 150, 200 emails a day. At some point, I'm like, oh, you know, it's going to click, you know, delete, 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 delete. I'm honestly, but if there's only like 10 or 11, 12 words, I'm going to read the whole dang thing. What is the rate? I mean, it must be huge of people reading these messages.
Yeah, I mean, open rate. You're lucky on email if you're getting an 11%, 10% open rate right now.
Right.
And with text, you're getting over a 95% open rate. Every time you do that, like that is where everybody's at. And you think about it. 85% of customers would prefer a text over an email.
Yeah, no question about it.
So, I mean, those
feels more personal. Like we were talking to a buddy of mine that does ticketing for concerts. And I thought about it, you know, I thought, man, imagine if like Garth Brooks or somebody like you're going to a Garth Brooks concert. And before the concert, you get this text and it says, hey, Randy, or hey, Alan. I know you're coming because you bought a ticket. Of course, that wouldn't say that, but I know you're coming to see me tonight. We've got some special t-shirts on sale, and these are just for you, just online, and whatever it might be, and you can buy them here right now. Can't wait to see you tonight, Garth, right? Whatever, because I told this to my friend who happens to sell tickets for Garth Brooks. He's like, oh my gosh, that's a game changer, because everyone is going to say, hey, Randy, hey, Alan, or whatever that person's name is. It feels like Garth Brooks, and he can send a video to you.
That's
right?
What's beautiful. It's SMS.
Audio?
Yeah, audio. You can do SMS and MMS and audio. So just think if you're a doctor or a chiropractor or a gym owner, and you want to build a personal relationship with them, you're able to communicate with them where they're at. So it's a really simple tool.
Well, listen, hang tight. We're going to take a little break here. Talking to Randy Garn. What we're talking about is Scipio, Scipio.com. If you're in business and you are not keeping up with the digital world, you are going to be left on a desert island. Check out Scipio.com. And we'll be right back with more with Randy Garn to talk about the value of these personal relationships in your life, in your business, and how you can continue to grow that exponentially. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
25 years old, my mother, God rest her soul.
Lord of mercy.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I got to tell you, I get to go to an event every year called City Summit, and the one's coming up right now, July 10th and 11th at the Allure Banquet. And I have a little scoop for you because Mario Lopez is confirmed to host the City Summit Wealth Mastery and Mindset Edition by founder Ryan Long, a buddy of mine. He's bringing together the top business leaders. Again, it's July 10th and 11th at the Allure Banquet, Van Nuys, California. The event includes 2 days of all-star business speakers and entrepreneurs, plus an after party and red carpet July 11th. Also, the event will announce the beneficiaries of the City Gala, which happens over at the Academy Awards weekend. And those beneficiaries are Given Heart, Tucker Teens and Tots, Rock Against Trafficking, Journey's Dream, Seal of Freedom, United Intentions, and From Orphan to CEO. The mission of City Gala, founded by my buddy Ryan Long, is to educate, network, and inspire entrepreneurs. You can check out more at ryan-long.com. He's a good guy. He's doing good things. And Mario Lopez, that's pretty cool. Anyway, Randy Garn is right here in the studio with me from Scipio. He's a friend of mine. We do a lot together. He's a good soul. And we met because he was one of the guys that we decided to do with his partner, Nick Greer, a business and burger show on. But you know what I learned and what I liked about you, Randy, was that you are a relationship guy and you value those relationships and you nurture those relationships. And that's what Scipio is all about too, is nurturing those relationships, not bugging them, because people, you know, people want to be kept in touch with when they're doing things, but they don't want to be bugged. And the nice thing about a text is you can either respond immediately to a text that you get from somebody, or you can wait. And it doesn't matter either way. The person can tell that you've either looked at it, says delivered. You know, some people opt out of that option on their phone. But, you know, let's talk about that whole thing, the value of relationships and business today for a minute.
We can't lose sight of that. And I think that even as there's more things coming on with social media and everything else, one thing my father always told me, he's one of my heroes, is that people are more important than things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't take things with us after, but those relationships, if nurtured accordingly and nurtured right, can be a tremendous investment. I always talk about, you know, ROR, return on relationships. How do you drive valuable relationships that literally are successful in business?
Yeah. Well, and I find in my life as I go along further, when I was younger, to me, it was like, oh, that guy's got, you know, a big business. I want to get near him. And then when I'd get too close, I would find out, well, maybe that, you know, that guy wasn't the guy I thought he was. But when I find that guy that is the guy I thought he was, you know, and then I find out, well, the reason why he's got a big business is because he loves his people. He loves his clients. He loves what he does. That, bing, a light goes off in my head. That's the guy I want to get near. So I found kind of my cornerstone of what my life and business are all about by actually kind of looking at the virtues and values of the person, you know, what they hold dear to their heart, their family, honesty and dignity, and you know, just giving a damn. And like one of my interviews recently said, don't suck. And I like people that don't suck, if you know what I'm saying. I have a slogan anymore, no more jerks in my life. You know, it's not the way I say it, but I'll say it for radio that way. And people I love. I want to work with people I love, and I want to stay in touch with them. And I find that all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I've got some important message I want to tell everybody, but I don't want to send a group text. And when I found out about Scipio, I was like, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So Randy, how does Scipio work? Maybe give an example and we can see who's listening out there. You guys, you know, get ready because we're going to play a game here. Go for it.
All right. So listen, here's exactly how it works. One of the cool things about Scipio is you can use a keyword from a stage, from the radio, which we're on. This is a perfect example, from Facebook, Instagram, any print materials. So I want everybody right now to just text Scipio to this number, 801-758-7797. Again, 801-758-7797. And text the keyword SKIPIO in a text and send that to me, and you'll see how it responds right back to you.
Are you sure you want to give out your phone number like that?
I love
he just
it.
Gave up. Listen, Google Randy Garn, G-A-R-N. Google this man, and he just gave out his phone number, so I'm not going to repeat it because it may go blowing up on us. S-K-I-P-I-O, Scipio.com. Randy, thank you, brother. Really appreciate it.
Love it, Alan. You're the man.
All right, I'm Alan Taylor, and this is Entrepreneur Weekly. You know, if you're listening to us on the radio, see you next weekend. If you're listening on the podcast, listen to another doggone show. We got all kinds of great guests. We'll see you next time right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.